Teach me to put a cough drop in my mouth before the service starts. Welcome and Shabbat Shalom. And happy Hanukkah. You can see we take the Festival of Lights very seriously here at TBS. We have quite the lineup of beautiful Hanukkiot, Hanukkah menorahs, which we'll be lighting very soon. So welcome to everyone. Welcome to our fifth graders who did a whole lot of stuff this evening about tzedakah and gemilut chasadim. So someone in the fifth grade, what's tzedakah? Yes, Lauren? Money we give to people in need. What are gemilut chasadim? Zev? Acts of loving kindness. I always like to show off how smart our TBS students are. I can't help it. Welcome also to the man of the weekend, Ross West, and his entourage. Welcome to the front row. Ross has been waiting many years to be the star, and now it has come. So mazel tov to you and your family. It's a good festive weekend to have a bar mitzvah. So we are going to sing a combination of Shabbat songs and Hanukkah songs tonight. We are starting with a Hanukkah song. Who can retell Mi Yamalel? And you can find the words on your blue insert song sheet.
Sage came to our aid. Who can retell the things that befell us? Who can count them? In every age, a hero or sage came to our aid. Hark! In days of yore, in Israel's ancient land, brave Maccabeus led the faithful band. But now in Israel must as one arise.
We're now really going to see the Festival of Lights, as we call Ross and his brother and sister, Robert and Sarah, Don't you like when Robert and Sarah just refer to as your brother and sister? It's always, when you're the youngest, I'm guessing, you're always somebody's brother or somebody's sister, but not this weekend. So let me explain what will happen, because they will be leading us, and you can light the shamash candle, the shamit. I grew up, it's shamas, which I think is Yiddish. That's how I grew up. But apparently that is not correct anymore. It has to be said shamash. I'm still working on it. So the shamash, the helper candle, is lit, and everybody who has a Hanukkah menorah up here may also come up. I have some matches scattered about, but you can also help each other out by using your shamash to light other people's shamashim, and I will get on my special Hanukkah menorah lighting hat, which is required for this sort of operation. Let me explain the proper way to light your Chanukiah. It is traditional in Judaism that when we say a, what we call in Hebrew school, a 10-finger blessing, which means one that's Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvot Tav, meaning it's a mitzvah. We say the blessing and then we do the action. So we actually don't light the candles until we're done with all the blessings, and then we will light. So we'll get started off by the Wests with help from Rob and Rachel. So when you're done lighting your Chanukiah, your Hanukkah menorah, you can sit and just enjoy looking at all this light. I want to point out as you're taking your seats that the West family lit a special menorah in their family that was done by an artist who's a family friend, and the idea of it was actually Kristallnacht, that from broken glass, there are unfortunately some Holocaust ties in the family, that from broken glass can be put together something beautiful to show renewed Jewish life. So we will continue with the Shabbat candles. And the Shabbat candles actually are lit first, and then you say the blessing, and it's too complicated to say why.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
I'm keeping an eye on them. No candles falling over yet, so we're doing good. Please rise for Baruch Hu on page 8. Together, God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. So I'd like at this time to call up our fifth graders who will help lead the next couple of sections. Lauren's all ready to go. And so is Shayna. Come on up, fifth graders. I didn't tell you this ahead of time. Sorry. Surprise. You're helping to lead the Shema and V'ahavtan Mechamocha. So Shema, the line of Shema from the book of Deuteronomy, talks about the oneness of God, the oneness of the universe, of all of creation. And you're turning to page 12.
Please turn to page 12.
There you go. So as we sing Shema, or say Shema, fifth graders, we think of ways that each of us can bring that wholeness, that oneness, the healing, and the peace that we envision for our world.
Israel, Adonai.
And we all continue with the Ahavta on page
13.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol ma'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinan tam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech uvshochbecha uvkumecha Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu latotafot veine necha, uchtav tam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem, et kol mitzvotai, tem kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem lelohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. I'm looking at these candles and thinking, what a metaphor for life, that when each of us shines our light into the world, it's a beautiful thing, but when we all come together to all shine our light into the world, it's really quite amazing. And we are next going to continue with Micha Mocha, which has a theme of freedom. And of course, that's also one of the themes of Hanukkah, the freedom to be who we are as Jews and our responsibility to help everyone in the world be free to be who they are. Oh, and you found the shakers already. Perfect. Okay, everyone gets a shaker. You ready? All fifth graders, you all have a shaker?
Yes.
Okay.
So, important introduction and warning for those of you who are guests in particular. At Temple B'nai Shalom, when we sing V'shamru, we don't just sing, but we pray with our whole bodies, as you'll see in the introduction on page 15. So when we come to Et, you'll see many in the congregation. If you want to feel like part of the group, you can join too. We'll stand up. Some will even change places. Some will even come up onto the bima and take the place of one of the rabbis. We continue with Vishamru on page 15.
Vishamru.
We continue with the Tefillah on page 16. For those who are able, please rise.
Adonai Sifatai Tivtach Ufi Agita Hilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avotenu ve'Imotenu Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzhak ve'Elohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah Elohei Rivka Elohei Rachel ve'Elohei Leah Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora El Elyon Tomel Chasadim Tovim V'Kone Hakol V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevi ge'ura livnei v'nehem, gama'an shemo be'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Abraham v'ezrat Sarah. We read together on the top of 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Page 18, we have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our place, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melo Kol Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We continue singing Sim Shalom, which can be found in our service folders. Actually, it'll be on the blue service insert. Sim Shalom, our prayer for peace. Continue with the blessing for Rosh Chodesh, the new month, on page 22. You'll see the blanks at the beginning of the prayer. Our new month is Tevet, and it begins Saturday night. We read together, as the new month of Tevet begins Saturday night at sundown, may it be a month of blessings, blessings of generosity and kindness, friendship and love, creativity and caring, health and healing. May we bring this month surrounded by family, friends, and this caring community in happiness and peace. Amen. We continue with our prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach imotenu v'avotenu. Our God and God of our mothers and fathers, God of Sarah and Abraham, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, send them refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. God, send your healing to those who are seeking physical healing for illnesses that have brought them pain. God, send healing of the spirit to those who have had losses, to those who need renewal. God, may the light of your presence be with them for comfort and strength. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love, and guide their caregivers to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai Rofe HaCholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen. 24. Pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And thank you, Rachel and Rob. So for those of you that that are guests this evening, you see the picture. That is our macaroni and cheese menorah. It is over 1,000 boxes of macaroni and cheese, which were donated to the Lorton Community Center, and our religious school students put it all together, and it was a really, really neat project. So to begin this evening, I'm going to need help from particularly from those who are in religious school. How many folks do we have that are fourth grade and below? Okay. How many fifth grade? How many above fifth grade? Okay, great. And so now let's begin by talking about sports. So what are some of your favorite sports? Favorite sports? You may be on a team. Let me come around. Okay, Logan.
Wait, can I say two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Basketball and soccer.
Okay, Logan's brother, come on up.
Soccer and baseball.
Great. Okay. Yes.
Gymnastics.
Great.
Swimming and dancing.
Thanks, Hannah. And Shayna.
Swimming.
Great. And Zev.
Baseball, soccer, basketball, and football.
Okay. Almost got all of them up there. Okay. Coming down the other side. If you're in the middle, come on over a little bit. Okay. Elaine, come on over. Here we go.
Wrestling and football.
Cool. Okay, yes. Lauren.
Horseback riding.
Okay, and Hannah.
Soccer.
And Olivia.
Soccer.
Great.
Competitive swimming.
Ah, great. Joshua. Okay, Reuben. Come on up, Connor.
Hockey and baseball.
Figure skating.
Cool, cool. Wow, we've got a lot of sports. I tried to put up as many as I could get onto one slide. Now, here is my next question, and those who are a little older can help out. Have you ever been at a game when a team was really, really far behind? This slide is especially for Neil Sidon. Notice what team it is. It is Navy. And then came back and win. One, have you ever seen a great comeback game? Anybody ever see a great comeback game? Okay, just a couple people. Come on over. What was a great comeback game? Yes. Okay. I see David's got to have his hand up.
Denver Broncos come back against Cleveland Browns with the drive.
Great. Oh. Rabbi Rappaport and I have had this discussion. We're modeling for the children, so we don't boo in temple, okay? Because we don't want to get the thing when we come in on Sunday and we say something, and they say, but I saw the adults doing it at services. Not cool. Okay.
Nats come back against the Dodgers.
Great. Okay. All right. Two in the same. Okay. All right. A couple from the other side. Okay. Anybody else? Great comebacks. Come on over to the edge so that you can come down and people don't have to wait while I walk. Yes.
Patriots come back against the Falcons at the Super Bowl.
Great. Come on over here. Yes.
86 World Series, Mets versus Red Sox. The ball went through Bill Buckner's legs, and the rest was history.
Great. And?
Buccaneers at... Washington, and they were down 24-0 at half and 131-30.
Wow, great. So here is one of my favorite comebacks. Having been in New York for a really long time, one of my favorite comebacks is the amazing Mets, the 1969 Mets. Why is this amazing? Because one could say that they were the worst team in baseball. The Mets were created in 1962, and up until 1969, There were 10 teams in the National League, and the Mets had never finished higher than ninth. In 5 seasons, they had lost more than 100 games. And in 1969, it all turned around, and the Mets won the World Series. And let's see, Rabbi Rappaport, what are you thinking about?
Well, I hope this stays on better than the menorah hat. Okay, one of my favorite comebacks, one of my favorite sports stories, is the first time women's soccer was played at the Olympics. In 1996, the United States women's team won the gold medal. They beat Norway in the semifinals, they beat China for the championship, and one of the most famous players was Mia Hamm. In the last game, even though she was injured, Mia kept playing, and the team went to victory.
There's our gold medal. So now here's the next question. What's the miracle of Hanukkah? So, Rabbi Rappaport talked with the students in the religious school last week in Kahal about what is Hanukkah all about. So, what's the miracle of Hanukkah? Hannah and then Lane, okay, what do you got?
The oil lasting all 8 nights.
The oil lasting for 8 nights. Wow, we didn't plan this before, did we? No, okay, great. Anybody else? What's the miracle of Hanukkah? Yes, Lane, what's the miracle of Hanukkah?
The Maccabees beat the entire Greek army.
The Maccabees beat the Assyrian army. We didn't plan that beforehand. You're not a plant, right? So we've got the miracle of the oil. We have got the miracle of the Maccabees. But to me, there is another miracle. So how do our sports teams and comebacks relate to Hanukkah? And to me, the great miracle of Hanukkah is that they lit the first candle. They didn't know what was going to happen. And if you think of the great comebacks that people are behind, they're feeling a little down, but they keep playing and they're able to draw the strength to win the games. And that can really be at any time in our lives. You know, sometimes we're a little afraid to get started. Maybe it's acting in a school play. Maybe it's starting a bar mitzvah service on a Saturday morning. Maybe it's a parent worrying about starting a bar mitzvah service on a Saturday morning. It could be anything, starting any kind of big project. We might be afraid and say, oh, it's too much. Could be any kind of thing that's challenging us throughout life. But when we think of our great sports comebacks and we think of Hanukkah, it's all about lighting the first light. And that's why we're going to sing at the end of the service our song, Light One Candle, the song of the Maccabees. That's what it's all about. Shabbat Shalom, Hanukkah Sameach.
Thank you.
We continue with the Aleinu on page 25. Please rise.
You may be seated.
The middle of page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Toby Konigsberg, Betty Davison. We mark today the one-year yard site of our beloved member, Sheldon Miller, father of Steve Miller. Steve, we hope as all these lights shine brightly for all of us that you feel the light and warmth of all of our hearts that are with you on this very difficult milestone for your father. His memory will live on much longer than these lights shine, and much longer than this year. We will, of course, remember him every year at his yard site. We remember those who have died over the past 30 days. Herb Davidson, father of Susan Simpson. Beloved member Donna Courtney, daughter of Rose Winston, wife of Roger Courtney, mother of Allison Clark and Andrew and Adam Courtney. Her memory also will be with us for many years to come. Diana Dines Rothman, cousin of Polly Craighill. Zona Amper, mother of Sandy Kleinman, grandmother of Rabbi Kevin and Jason Kleinman. Our thoughts are with you. And Mark Wertschafter, brother-in-law of Jill Fox. We remember also the yard site of our beloved member, Rose Sokolov, mother of Barbara Jamori. And we remember the yard sites this week of Herbert Sokolov, Nancy Miller, Roland Bud Crawford, George Mills, Raymond Nemeth, Margarita Arnoldi, Isaiah Nixon, Abraham Herring, Murray Horwitz, Phil Katz, Anita Konigsberg, Ann Pressman, Meyer Pressman, Jean Braun, Herb Druckmann, Esty Zausner, Rebecca Baer, Nathan Dines, Jason Goldfeder, Irene Jacob, Albert Snyder, Evelyn Spitalnik, Gersh Tolman, Barbara Kaganovich, Jim Normandy, Ron Ramayas, Leo Zimmerman, Bruce Miller, Stephen Beck, Dr. Edith Leonard, Eileen Shovers, Jerome Cohn, and Golda Meir. We honor all of their memories as we together recite the prayer that ties us to all of them, the Kaddish on page 28. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah, v'alma divrach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayedecho beit Yisrael, v'agala uv'izman kari v'yimru, amen. Yehe shemei rabbah mevarach l'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalal shemed kudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berchata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'imru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru,
v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. And as we wait for a Kiddush cup with wine to appear on our bima, I will let you know, and it has to be wine. The bar mitzvah young man requested wine. So in a minute, I will be calling him to the bima, a man who has been waiting so patiently through a number of siblings for his turn to be the star of services. And now it is his time to shine. Ross is no longer just the little brother of Robert, the little brother of Sarah, although being the brother of Robert and Sarah is a wonderful thing. Ross is now becoming Bar Mitzvah himself. And he has not just been waiting patiently, he has been working very, very hard, really for years, to follow in the West tradition of leading an amazing service, not only by the Hebrew that he has studied, but also by the way he has thought very deeply about what this day means to him and to future generations. And if you come to his service tomorrow, you will hear those words and those thoughts. He is absolutely ready. So I am now very pleased and honored to call forward Ross West, and also to be backed up by his encouraging and smiling siblings, Sarah and Robert. Kiddush can be found on page 60, no, that's the other book, 29.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord, our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and loving friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu, Shabbat kocho, v'hava uvratzon, kin hilanu, sikamu l'masei v'reishit. Ki hu yon tehila, m'ingei krayi kodesh, seher l'tziat mitzrayim. Ki
hivanu v'harta, v'yotanu kidashta, mikol amim, v'shabbat kochecha, be'ahava uvratzon, hinchaltanu, baruch atah Adonai, mekadesh ha-shabbat. Amen.
Oh, he kept us. I didn't want to break in before we all got to witness the face. I love when they pick the wine.
Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu.
Amen. You may be seated.
We continue with birthday blessings for any of our religious school students with a birthday this month in December. Come on up. Harry and Audrey and Noah, if you'll come on up also so that we can hold the talit. Come and stand under the talit. There you go. And Audrey and Harry, you get the last one.
Okay, there we go. Okay, how old are you going to be and what day of the month? I can ask this with the kids. Okay.
I'm going to be 10 and December 22nd.
I'm going to be 13 on December 22nd.
I'm going to be 11 on December 21st.
Great. Misha Berach Avoteinu V'Imoteinu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers. May you bless our friends as they're approaching their birthdays. May their birthdays be filled with joy with their family and friends, with looking forward to all of the new adventures as they approach another year, with wonderful presents, and with health and with all good things. We join together in the Shehecheyanu for these wonderful birthdays. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. Amen. And Rabbi Rappaport, The Slinkies, yes? Great.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Happy Hanukkah, Chag Sameach. I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. I hope you've had a good Hanukkah so far, filled with joy, latkes, light, family, friends. Welcome to fifth graders. Thank you for bringing your parents to our Shabbat and Hanukkah family service tonight. It was wonderful to have our sanctuary ablaze this evening. I'd appreciate it if no one tells the fire marshal or our insurance company. Thank you, board ushers Marilyn Weissman and Sandy Adams, our security detail, and ONIC helpers for support of our service tonight. Thank you, Rob and Rachel, for leading us in song and sharing gifts of music. And thank you, Rabbi Crystal and Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship tonight. I also want to add to our remembrances that today is December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. We recall those sailors, Marines, and soldiers who were lost in defense of our country, and the civilians also who were lost this day 77 years ago on the brink of a world war that we fought to uphold our ideals of freedom and democracy with our allies. Rabbi Crystal spoke of great comebacks, and sometimes there are miracles in just sustaining what's good. I hope you had the chance to read in our weekly email the report out from our meet and greets. Rabbi Crystal, Lynn Sprung, and I did over 20 of those, 21 I think, met with over 200 congregants, and there was just a lot of great stuff came out. And during our transition, it's our job, our goal, to sustain all the great things that you love about Temple B'nai Shalom. Please see the flyer and the weekly email and information on our websites for our Giving Tuesday campaign that goes through the 18th of December. There will be a matching fund opportunity, so please keep stay tuned for that. Also, for those of you who happen to spend some of your weekdays at home. Maybe you work from home and you have some time. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom working in the home, or maybe you're a little bit more like me, kind of retired. We're having a new group stand up called Daytimers for those interested in some daytime socializing during the week. And if you've not signed up yet, especially for those of you in the younger set of our congregation, we have our family Hanukkah party tomorrow night. At 5:30, and it looks like it's going to be a great turnout. Anyone who would like to volunteer, we might need a few more hands there. Julie, raise your hand. See Julie Strasberg at ONIC and tell her you'd like to help out. And if you haven't signed up, tell her you're coming. Also, speaking of the spirit of Hanukkah joy, there's the Hirsch family. Stand up, you guys, all three of you. Look at this spirit that these guys brought. You thought Rabbi Rappaport had a cool hat. These guys get it. Yeah, turn it on. Oh, there you go. Excellent. Light the lights. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Kathy has a hat, too. Not just Rabbi Rappaport has cool hats. All right, thank you, Hirsches. You really added to the night. Excellent. And finally, last but not least, where's Ross? There he is. Welcome to the front row, Ross. Congratulations to you, your family, your parents, your brothers and sisters, and your entourage from all points, east, west, north, south. It's great. For Ross's bar mitzvah, if you read ahead in the service, you'll notice, apropos of Hanukkah and inspired by the lights of Hanukkah, Ross's bar mitzvah project, he will be installing solar lighting to help light the path in the front of the building and some other aspects. Roth, we're really pleased with that idea, that contribution. I don't know if it was yours or your dad's. I'm going to imagine it was yours. And it was. He said it was. And it was a great and very generous. We're still working out the details, but when your way is lighted to our front door, you can think of Ross once that's done. So thank you very much, Ross. Your Temple family is very proud of you. Congratulations, and have a wonderful bar mitzvah weekend. Mazel tov, bar mitzvah weekend. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a happy Hanukkah. Shabbat shalom.
Our closing song is Light One Candle.
Light one candle for the Maccabee children. Give thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the pain they endured when their right to exist was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand. Light one candle for the faithful to know that their face maker's time is at hand. Don't let the light go out. It's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out. Let it shine through our love and our tears. For the strength that we need to never become our own foe. Light one candle for those who are suffering the pain we learned so long ago. Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart. Light one candle to bind us together, the peace is the song in our hearts. Don't let the light go out. Alive in that flame. What's the commitment to those who have died that we cry that they not died in vain? We have come this far always believing that justice would somehow prevail. This is the burden, this is the promise, this is why we will.
Please rise for the benediction. May the light of the menorah, may the light which increases each night, fill you with joy, with inspiration, and with love. Shabbat shalom, chag sameach.
Shabbat shalom.